Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska's congressional delegation is trying to salvage this year's cruise ship season. Alaska Public Media reports that the effort includes getting the Centers for Disease Control to loosen up operational guidelines. Senator Lisa Murkowski says the CDC has only issued partial guidelines for how sailings can resume, and they don't work for Alaska's smaller cruise towns.
The requirements are so limiting that it's not possible for a small community like Skagway that doesn't have a hospital.
The other obstacle to the resumption of large cruise vessels coming to Alaska is Canada's ban on the ships stopping at a Canadian port as required by law. But Murkowski says that could be worked around by employing what's called a technical stop.
It would not be a situation where you would be in a position where you're introducing the virus to anywhere in Canada.
Publicly, Canada has not shown any willingness to allow technical stops. There's also a stalled bill that would temporarily allow cruise ships to skip the Canada stop. A Kalskag man has been sentenced to prison for an incident last summer that began with stealing a car from a Fairbanks home. According to a release from the U.S. Attorney's Office, 29-year-old Ethan Kerr stole the car July 9th and drove down the park's highway. Court records show troopers tried to stop Kerr for speeding near Cantwell, but he continued driving, reaching speeds of over 100 miles an hour. They say eventually he went off the road, got stuck in the mud, and left the vehicle with a revolver that belonged to the car's owner. Kerr was picked up by another driver who flagged down troopers to help with the stuck car. Kerr was identified but able to break free from troopers, who then deployed a canine to take him into custody. The release says Kerr has two prior felony convictions for burglary and assault, making it illegal for him to possess a gun. It says Kerr pled guilty to illegally possessing a firearm and was sentenced to 4 years, 3 months in prison. He was also ordered to pay the stolen car's owner $1,900 in restitution. And Dan Bross.